It's been a big day for tourism in the Midlands as the new Athlone Greenway Bridge opened. The bridge, which crosses the Shannon River, completes 108 kilometres of greenway between Athlone Castle and Maynooth, and it's part of the planned coast-to-coast greenway that will connect Galway and Dublin. Well, our regional reporter, Teresa Mannion, is on the new bridge and joins us now. Teresa, very welcome development in the Midlands today.
Oh, it's a big day in Athlone, Christopher. Yeah, here on the banks of the Shannon, it's a mild summer's day and there are local dignitaries here. There are balloons, cyclists. The river is awash with sailboats and the Viking boat tours. Lots of visitors and tourists and families all out enjoying their summer holidays. I can see Athlone Castle as well with its lovely views and the Loon Art Gallery. So now this bridge is a further boost for tourism, for cyclists and walkers, opening up this hidden heartlands, as they call it. The bridge is part of the overall coast-to-coast Galway to Dublin Greenway project, and the preferred route for the western section between Athlone Castle and Galway was announced earlier this year, with the route passing through Shannon Bridge, Portumna, Gort and Oranmore before it reaches Galway. And I spoke to some of the cyclists from Shannon Bridge Cycle Club earlier and they said it's just fantastic. It's going to give them lots of new routes along the way, taking in the lovely geography of this central location.
Indeed, I was going to ask you, just I wonder how long it would take the likes of me and you to cycle the 108 kilometres between Kildare, or Maynooth rather, and Athlone. But of course it's all part of, as you say, a much bigger project to connect Dublin to Galway. When will that route be completed, do you think?
Well, I asked Minister Jack Chambers about that earlier and he didn't give me a definite time frame, but he said that the government was very much committed to getting the National Greenway Dublin to Galway route up and running as soon as possible under the programme for government. He didn't rule out either the future development of the railway network infrastructure and the revitalisation of disused railway lines. He said the government would like to accommodate both the greenway infrastructure and the railway infrastructure going forward. But again, he didn't give any time frame in the delivery of these projects, saying they were part of a wider evaluation and subject to a planning process. So I think greenways take time, but railway revitalisation and regeneration would take a lot more time, serious financial investment and political will. So I think it is on the long finger for the moment.
Teresa Mannion in Athlone, thank you indeed.